Does Jonathan have the notes? Does he need the notes?
Do you need the notes, Jonathan? I can text you the link to the notes if you want them. If you want to be the host.
Oh, yeah, let me host today.
You want to run the show? Some downloads. Actually, no, I'll let you run. You can run episode 24. You're going to be the host.
For Jack Bauer?
Yeah, you're episode 24. So the eighth inning, you are going to be the host of the show. Congratulations. You're in charge.
You're going to write the notes up still? You're not going to let him do it?
I'm going to do the notes like I always do.
Okay.
Yeah, dog. This is going to be fun.
Put that dog outside.
Hi, Buck's being a real garbage dog. And this is the playoff pitch.
God damn it. Can you not just take the L out of it? Even on the internet, you're still going to be the wrong name of the podcast.
Okay. And this is the
Madoff pitch. The Madoff pitch. The Bernie Madoff pitch.
Yeah. And this is the payoff pitch.
You're the dummy that don't believe in science. All your projects always be denying. You're the dummy that don't believe in science. All your projects always be denying. And I got thrown on half my words. I've got thrown on half my words.
Why is the theme song about science?
Because I just like the way it sounded. I'll be honest.
Because this is a scientific podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
We're the scientific method for building teams.
All right, guys. We are back. It is episode 23 of the Payoff Pitch. I'm going to go ahead and say right now, it's not 23, man.
Dan coming Marino. Out the tunnel with the number one finger, Dan Marino, our favorite 23.
No. No, guys.
We're going to win the Super Bowl this year, and we did it.
What's the that song go, the Great Labor Jersey 23?
House of Pain? Is that jump around? That sounds like a jump around thing.
Two kids on the block had a bunch of hits.
Chinese food makes me sick. Oh, LFO, Summer Girls.
Yeah.
In the summer. See, I don't even think about the Larry Bird thing. I think about the Billy Shakespeare had a whole bunch of sonnets. That's what I always remember from that song. I forgot about the Larry Bird.
I remember it was just really good.
Also, Larry Bird, not the answer.
Okay, what about Travis Bickle from the movie Taxi Driver? Was he a 33? Oh, no, we're talking 23, not 33. Sorry, that's my fault.
Yeah, but the answer, guys, is obviously Ryan Sandberg.
No, it's not. It can't
Who's
be.
That?
That's not the answer to any question you could ask. There's almost no question you could ask. The answer is Ryan Sandberg.
What if the question is, who is named Ryan Sandberg?
Well, that's not a question.
I mean, what if I was asking you who is named Ryan Sandberg?
That's not a question, but it's already answered. It's not a question. That's a statement with a question mark at the end of it.
It's like playing Jeopardy.
This isn't Jeopardy, brother.
All right, guys. As you can hear, we've entered a brave new world. Jonathan is actually not in the room with us. He is joining us via the internet. We finally caught up with the rest of the podcasts in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan can now work remotely. Congratulations, Jonathan.
Jonathan brought all of his experience as a local radio show producer to bear on the podcast.
All right, so in today's episode, we will be discussing September's Player of the Month program. It's not without its controversies, and by controversies, I mean just not good cards. We're going to discuss those and how mad they made me when I first saw them. Other than that, that'll be it. We'll see how it goes. But before we do all that, we're going to go ahead, kick it off. Everyone's favorite segment, hopefully.
I don't think anyone likes this segment.
No, there's that one guy.
Nope, there is at least one person who does enjoy this segment. So hopefully we have a new resolution to it. Maybe it's changed. We'll find out. But as always, it is where in the house is Jonathan's PS4?
Jonathan. I got some breaking news, guys.
Did you find it?
I found it.
Hey! Where was it?
It was on our TV stand.
So literally where you left it?
No.
Nope, because the TV stand isn't under the television.
That makes perfect sense. Room.
That does make perfect sense. Okay, yep. Good place to put a TV stand, under the TV.
As nobody knows, listen to this podcast, we recently moved, so our stuff is still in boxes.
Recently?
You moved
like
in July? August? It was like July, wasn't it?
February.
So so before this podcast even started.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well.
Yeah, recently.
Since you found the PS4, does that mean you've actually done any grinding in MLB The Show?
No, because Metroid came out and I've been playing that.
Oh, is it good?
Ooh, in fact, wow. I'm playing that right now.
That's why you won't come in. I've got to sleep.
Yeah.
I got to go to bed so I can go to work in the morning.
So I'm playing a scary video game.
Damn it, Metroid.
Metroids are the bad guys in the game, you fucking moron.
I'm like the guy that calls Link Zelda. I'm just happy that you actually managed to find your PlayStation. Because now we can change the jingle. We can go back to the original jingle. We don't have to worry about the threats of a cease and desist. We got that going for us. So, hey, you know what, man? Enjoy playing Metroid, because actually a lot of people have kind of stopped playing the show because it's just gotten so bad recently. Like, really bad.
Oh, they're not on the play anymore.
No, you're off the hook. Unless they fix it. If they make it good again, you have to play. That's the rules.
We'll ask every week just to make sure. Maybe,
you know, one of these weeks, maybe I'll start playing again. Just, you know.
Yeah,
just
find out. We are nearing the end of the podcast, season one. Maybe in general, I don't know. But
season two is going to be about NASCAR, right?
Season two will just be us testing how powerful this podcast is by getting MLB The Show to pivot to a NASCAR video game. That's
that'd be so cool.
We'll see if we can't convince St. Louis Studios to just completely do like a 180. Now they're making a NASCAR game. Since that's it for the offline grind, I mean, on the bright side, he found the PlayStation. Maybe he goes back to playing. I really won't hold it against him. The game has not been enjoyable for the most part for the last month. So he's really saving his sanity at this point by not playing.
Well, I mean, I think Metroid is also offline, so it could just be, it doesn't say in the song it has to be about your baseball game.
That is true. His offline grind could, in fact, be Metroid. Wouldn't make any sense in the context of the podcast, but you know what? This podcast doesn't make any sense.
Morph baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. All right, well, since that's it for the offline grind, let's go ahead and move on to the squad changes. Guys, I finally changed the order of how I tell you the squad changes, so that way we avoid some spoilers.
Hey, it took him almost 2 dozen episodes, but he nailed it.
We did it. So yeah, change to the squad. Infield, I finally finished the Mookie Betts collection.
Mm-hmm.
Card is awesome. He is our second baseman. Lindor is off the squad.
Wow.
Yeah, just got rid of him. Said see you later. No changes to the outfield for the bench. Got Jared Kelnick, the 99 Future Stars card. They did a run it back program here recently, and he was the big prize in it. Got him unlocked. Really liked the swing last year. Big fan of it. So I decided we'll put him on the bench and he could take Uncle Jim's spot.
Wow, you got rid of Tomy.
Yeah.
And Socket Tomy.
Double whammy to Tomy. They released his 99 overall card. It's hot shit.
Is it really?
It's hot shit.
How could it be? It's a 99. How could it be bad? Is he holding the bat upside down?
Yeah, he holds the bat upside down. It's the weirdest thing.
It's going to be hard to hit. It can be hard to hit with power with that.
They released the card. It's a signature series card, and the 96 that was on the bench, better card. Doesn't make
understand.
Any sense.
I don't understand these people.
I don't understand these people either. Like, it's supposed to be the best numbers from any particular time in his career. His contact versus righties is lower than his 96 overall. Like, how are you going to tell me for his entire career he wasn't a proficient hitter against righties? It's whatever. I'm sad that they fucked the card up like that, but it is what it is. Jim Tomy will not be on the squad unless we go to the 96.
Right. Take the ostensibly worst version of the card.
So yeah, that's the change to the bench. For the rotation, I managed to finish the Max Scherzer milestone program. He is added to the squad. Also spent a bunch of stubs and bought Justin Verlander, also a milestone card. He is in the rotation. The rotation count is only at 16. So,
wow.
Oh,
you added
that.
Two guys and you're still at 16. So you went down three.
We went down to 15.
Right.
Yeah, because I sold one of my cards. Wasn't using it. Had no plans to use it.
Who was it?
Yu Darvish.
Arrieta.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the Arrieta rules. I've been playing with that. That's really good. It's a lot of fun.
Oh. It's a lot of fun. No changes to the bullpen. All right, so let's go ahead and get into the parallel upgrades, guys. Get comfortable. This is going to take a minute. There are a bunch of parallel upgrades. Here we go. Devin Williams, the Player of the Month card is parallel one. Shohei Ohtani, the 2021 All-Star card, parallel one. Frank Thomas, parallel one. Jake Arrieta's milestone card, parallel one. Hannes Wagner's prime card, parallel one. Lefty Grove, award series card is parallel one. Max Scherzer's milestone card is parallel one. Mookie Betts, the card we just got, plus two to parallel two. Matt Kemp's milestone card, plus two, parallel two. Mickey Mantle's award series card, parallel two. Mariano Rivera's milestone card, parallel two. Trey Turner's 2021 All-Star card, parallel three. Andrew McCutcheon's signature series card, parallel three.
Yes.
Chris Bryant's award series card, parallel four. And finally, the big sandwich, Player of the Month card, parallel four.
So how long until he's a super fractor?
I don't know. It depends how much I can play.
You can do it, Nick.
I have faith in me.
I believe in you, Nick.
I believe in me too. We'll have at least three super fractors because Rizzo, Bryant, and Schwarber will all probably get it around the same time.
What a weird coincidence.
Right?
Wow. That's strange. I wonder what... No, yeah, that's just weird.
It's just a coincidence.
There's nothing.
There's nothing there.
Nothing going on there.
Nothing there.
Your three favorite players. Oh, it's just... Nice.
It's just whatever.
I don't know what they have in common, but... Because they're not even on the same team, right? Like, they're on different teams, so...
No, they're not even on the...
I know they have in common.
Okay.
They all have big nut sacks.
All right, moving on. Let's go ahead and get into Nick's hierarchy of needs. They haven't changed. Pitching, speed, noticeable upgrade to any position, milestone Dontrell Willis, and of course, Dairy Queen. We're running out of time. Please, just one episode.
I could die tomorrow, so you better give us a...
See, one thing about Dairy Queen, I took my daughter over there after a soccer game a couple weeks ago. We got a blizzard. It was great. There's some dirtbag teens hanging out. That was not great, but it's not Dairy Queen's fault. But I will say, I had a cheeseburger and was fucking disgusting. So, fix that.
Who goes to Dairy Queen to eat real food?
We had to get food. We were hungry. She played soccer. We went to the flea market. We can't just eat ice cream. We'll get sick. So we got chicken tenders. The chicken tender basket's unbelievable still.
All right, let's go ahead and get into the September Player of the Month program. Guys, I have some bad news. There is no questionable Tampa Bay card of the month.
Aww, what are we going to talk about?
I don't know.
This is some end podcast. Let's go home, guys.
It's a sad day.
You're already home. Nick's already home, too.
Cool. It's probably why they did it, because they knew you were at home. There's no point to have the questionable Tampa Bay card of the month, because Jonathan's not going to even show up for it.
We won't be able to record his reaction live on the camera.
Actually, there is one thing we can talk about, and it's the fact that Cincinnati got two more cards.
Hey!
I'm telling you, if the player of the month program was indicative of actual talent of the teams, the Reds had likely the best team in baseball this year.
Didn't they?
Not even close.
You sure? I thought they were playing the Dodgers in the playoffs right now. I thought it was the two best teams in baseball playing each other. It was the Dodgers and the Reds, right?
No, the Reds actually aren't even...
Huh?
I know. It's unbelievable. What happened
was... So what you're saying is San Diego Studios didn't hit it to deep left field on this one.
No, it is not a 4-0 lead for St. Louis Studios.
They don't know if they're ever going to put this headset on ever again.
All right, so the first player we're going to discuss, I don't understand why this... player got a card. I'm gonna say this a lot, actually. I won't understand why this player got a card.
Is it a catcher?
It's a pitcher.
Oh, of course it's a pitcher.
From your Chicago Cubs, it's Adbert Alzolay.
What?
Alzolay. Adbert Alzolay.
Adbert?
Adbert.
Like Dogbert, but with Ad?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He is a relief pitcher in this instance. He's a righty. He had his first career save with a 4-inning, 0-earned-run, 5-strikeout performance. That's weird. That sounds like a Topps Now moment.
That doesn't sound like a very good one either. 4 innings, 5 strikeouts? 4 innings save was a lot, too. Did he pitch into the 12th inning or something?
No, he pitched the...
They started him in the 6th. Yes, just let him stay out there. Yeah. Go ahead.
Adbert is typically a starting pitcher.
Uh-huh.
He's been so bad, they put him in the bullpen.
He got a Topps Now moment.
St. Louis is like, hey, you know what? Let's go ahead and give him a player of the month card. Why not?
He's the best player on the Cubs this month.
Actually, he wasn't. For his one save, he got a 96 overall. He
has shit.
A 5-pitch mix.
Boo.
I mean, yeah, boo, 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 but he is typically a starter. But even then, he probably didn't throw the 5 pitches in this outing. He has a slider, a sinker, 4-seam fastball, a changeup, and a cutter. Slider has 86 speed, 97 control, 95 break. Sinker has 93 speed, 99 control, 80 break. 4-seam fastball has 94 speed, 99 control, 84 break. Changeup has 85 speed, 90 control, 78 break. And the cutter has 90 speed, 92 control, 88 break. Stamina is 53. Hits per 9 is 101. Ks per 9 is 93. And walks per 9 is 121.
121?
121.
Did he not have any walks?
Apparently not.
That's pretty good.
That's interesting. Kerry Wood walked 0 players in his 20 strikeout game. His walks per 9 aren't that high.
Well, Agbert's probably better than Kerry Wood.
Apparently. According to this, Adbert had a better game than Kerry Wood did.
Keith Law, what he thinks.
Hard.
This is actually an easy note, even if it wasn't a Cub. Every time I've faced Adbert in whatever, he's super easy to pick up, very easy to hit. Plus, the card just sucks. So this is a very, very easy note.
Oh, I thought you were going to make him the ace of your staff.
I can't. He's a relief pitcher.
With the ace of the relief pitchers.
Technically, I could just go with the opener, and he could probably pitch 3 innings.
Yeah. I mean, I just go like, here it comes. You're getting the ace hole.
The second card we're going to discuss is going to be Camilo Doval, relief pitcher. He's a righty. He was top 3 among relief pitchers with a 0 ERA and a 1.01 FIP.
Okay. Is this better than Adbert?
This is better than Adbert.
All right. Well, I hope so.
He's a 96 overall. He has a 3-pitch mix.
Yeah! Put him on the squad.
I actually might consider it. He has a slider, 4-seam fastball, and a cutter. Cutter is the new meta, apparently. So anyone that has a cutter, everybody's trying to sneak him in their rotation any way they can.
Doesn't everybody have a cutter? I feel like everybody you've talked about has a cutter.
No. Adbert did. That was surprising. There are 4 pitchers in this Player of the Month program. Only 2 of them have the cutter.
That's 50%, though. I mean, it's a lot.
That is a lot. The slider has 85 speed, 90 control, 99 break. The fastball has 99 speed, 94 control, 85 break. Cutter has 94 speed, speed, 80 control, 80 brake. Stamina is 25. Hits per 9 is 125. Case per 9 is 102. And walks per 9 is 87.
How's Abbott have better walks?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't get to sit in these content meetings. I think they're literally throwing darts at a board. Mm-hmm. And someone hit bullseye on Abbott and he got 121 walks.
They draw him out of a big St. Louis Cardinals hat. They just have like all the numbers from 1 to 100 in a hat. And they pulled out and like, that's too low.
Joe Vaught is actually someone we could seriously consider because he does have like a sidearm delivery. Mm-hmm. So it is a little hard to pick up.
Well, he also has got three pitches. So he's got the right amount of pitches.
Yeah. And one of them is the meta.
Yeah, one of them is the meta. So
his hits per 9 is 125, which is the max. That means he will play well at Legend. Not that we'll ever play on Legend.
I'll play on Legend. So.
Well.
You're a bitch. If you don't play on Legend, you're a bitch. And I don't respect you.
Jeter plays on Legend.
All right. So the third card we're going to discuss is going to be Austin P.S. Hayes. He's a left fielder. He bats right. He throws right. He reached safely in all but two games. For that, he got a 97 overall. Against righties, he has 78 contact, 114 power. Against lefties, it's 95 contact, 92 power. Vision is 76. Fielding is 89. Arm is 83. Speed is 70. And he has secondaries of center and right field. Is this card better than Andrew McCutchen?
No.
Is this card
better than Kutch?
Clearly, following the guidelines established for the hierarchy of needs, Austin PSAs does not make the squad. I don't know what they're doing at this point. They're picking random players. They're giving them random numbers. Like, is this just to appease Baltimore fans?
Yeah. They're trying to get all the O-rings to buy the game. They're like, well, we can't put Buck Showalter on the game again next year for the Baltimore market.
That's true. Austin Hayes is obviously a no, so we'll go ahead and just keep on chugging on. The fourth card we're going to discuss. Hey, Matt, remember how you said, is this the best Cubs card?
Yeah, best player of the month.
No, it's this guy right here, Ian Happ.
Really? Weren't you running him down earlier this year? Or was that a different guy, a different Cubs pitcher?
So Ian Happ, left fielder, switch hitter, throws right. He had 16 hits and 4 home runs during an 8-game hitting streak. Okay. Not bad. He got a 97 overall. Against righties, he has 96 contact, 125 power. Against lefties, it's 100 contact, 75 power. Vision is 64. Fielding is 77. Arm is 74. Speed is 61. And he has secondaries of second, third, center, and right field.
Wow.
Yeah.
He not bad. Everywhere, except for shortstop.
But he doesn't meet the power threshold against lefties. Mm. So it's like, oh no, what do you do? Also, he's an okay card. He's great for like BR.
Yeah.
Maybe events, but like for actual rink season play.
When you have a better left fielder than him, right?
Of course. Andrew McCutchen. He's not better than Kutch. He's not.
Ooh, better than Kutch.
And these cards are just so confusing.
These are very weird cards.
I don't understand. Like, were these really the best players
in baseball? And how are the two best players from the Cubs?
Yeah.
Ian Happ is okay, I guess.
Ian Happ's okay, but like, I don't get it. What the fuck are they
two
doing?
Two best players on a real bad team. How many Pirates are in this?
None.
I can't believe it. There's two Cubs, there's no Pirates. I don't believe it.
I know. Just blows my mind. The fifth card is Ranger Suarez. He's a starting pitcher. He's a lefty. He led starting pitchers with a 1.15 ERA and a 1.7 WAR. Got a 97 overall. He has a 4-pitch mix.
That's better.
Not bad. He has a sinker, a changeup, a four-seam fastball, and a slider. Sinker has 92 speed, 99 control, 84 brake. Changeup has 85 speed, 97 control, 88 brake. Fastball has 93 speed, 99 control, 75 brake. Slider has 84 speed, 92 control, 91 brake. Stamina is 108. Hits per 9 is 102. Case per 9 is 81. And walks per 9 is 105. Even with a ridiculous starting rotation, being as just stupid as possible, I still don't think I would put this card in there.
I mean, why would you?
He has a low.
Why wouldn't you?
I didn't even think about it like that. He's got a good point. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
There's something about guys that have a low case per nine number that tends to lead to a lot of balls put into play. And the way the game plays online, if the ball is put into play, usually it goes over the fence.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just the balls. Stop sucking.
I'm trying, man. I don't know what to do at this point. Like, I've got guys
doing my best. I don't know what more I could do.
But like, if I look at certain cards, they've given up like 7 or 8 hits, and 4 of those hits are home runs. That's a really bad ratio.
That's what it is in real life, isn't it? If you get up 7 hits, you probably get up 4 home runs. I mean, that's the way it goes in real life.
Yeah, it's probably exactly how it goes. 4 home runs, because, you know, you're facing the best of the best, so it makes sense that if I get on top of a baseball, I've hit it over the fence. Physics tells me that if I hit something from the top of it, ball goes up
yeah,
and over fence far away.
Because what happens is that the force of the bat hitting the ball creates an updraft underneath it, carrying it out. If you hit it from the bottom, it doesn't do that. It goes the other way.
Calm down, eggheads. What are you talking about?
I'm just talking about what I learned reading Ted Williams' baseball book. how to hit a baseball out of the park every fucking time.
I don't remember that part being in the book.
The sixth card we're going to talk about is the first Cincinnati Red card of program.
We do love the Reds.
Apparently St. Louis Studios does too. This is Lucas Sims. It's a relief pitcher. He's a righty. He led all relief pitchers with 50% strikeout rate, 0% walks. Which
and
is
how many, like, how many innings pass. Did they say?
It doesn't
like
say.
Like two innings.
It could have been two innings. Who fucking knows? But it got him a 97 overall, and he does have a four-pitch mix.
Okay, not bad.
He has one for each letter of Reds.
He has a four-seam fastball, a curveball, slider, and a changeup. Four-seam has 95 speed, 99 control, 99 break. Curveball has 82 speed, 97 control, 99 break. Slider has 85 speed, 95 control, 99 break. And the changeup has 88 speed, 75 control, 75 break. Stamina is 25. Hits per nine is 108. Ks per nine is 112. And walks per nine is 117. Why the fuck does he have 75 break on his changeup? Everything else is 99. Again, what are these random numbers? Like,
they're so mad at him for doing it. He did something.
He didn't walk anybody. His walks per nine is 117. Yeah. Like, Adbert has 121.
Was his Ks per nine 121?
His Ks per nine is 112.
So he had 50% strikeouts.
Yeah.
And got 112. And he had 0% walks. And he got 117. His walks is higher only by five.
Yeah. I would think if I didn't walk anybody, my walks per nine would be 125.
Well, that would be.
Well, that's why we don't pay you to think.
That's true.
You're just the beautiful face of the podcast.
Yeah.
That's Jonathan true. And I are here to think. We're the ugly septic tanks of the podcast. Just down there breaking down the shit you feed us.
Well, then you guys figure out why the fuck he has 117 walks per nine with all zero walks for the month.
I'll figure it out. Maybe they're based on his entire career. His body of work.
Probably what it is. Who knows, man? It seems like every card, they literally just move the goalposts.
Yeah.
Every time. They're just like, it's whatever. What is this card supposed to be? No, we're not doing that. I don't like that anymore. It's a signature series card. Let's do it based off a single fucking moment. It's a milestone card. Let's do it off his entire fucking career. Whatever, man. You guys are weird.
Has that always been this stupid, or is this like a new thing?
Feels like a new thing, but it's probably been around. Just one of those things you just don't notice.
Mm-hmm. Until you start paying attention to it every fucking week.
Yeah, until you're literally watching every fucking week and going, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I don't remember being this perplexed last year with cards.
Yeah.
Whatever. Lucas Sims is a no, obviously. Let's go ahead and move on to the next card. It's going to be Eugenio Suarez. He hit 413 with six doubles, five home runs in the final 12 games of the month. For that, Gino got a 98 overall. Against righties, he has 125 contact, 120 power. Against lefties, it's 102 contact, 102 power. Vision is 66. Fielding is 80. Arm is 90. Speed is 53. And he has secondaries of first and shortstop.
He could play shortstop?
He actually did play shortstop for the Reds this year. It was awful.
Yeah,
awful.
With a 53 speed, yeah. I can't imagine that guy's not a good shortstop.
Actually, no, his fielding was terrible.
Oh, was his fielding bad?
It was his fielding that was bad. But for the month, he got an 80. So apparently
he probably wasn't playing shortstop very much.
He went back to third. I don't know. I mean, this card has great contact, power, and numbers against righties. Reverse splits.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. I like Suarez. I've been a fan of his card in the past. I just don't know who we would replace on the team in order to have him on the squad.
Well, not third base.
Obviously not.
Who's your shortstop?
Right now, it's Hannes.
Oh, he's not as good.
And then it'll be Tatis when his finest card comes out.
If.
Win. It's win. This is the first year that St. Louis Studios has put an athlete on the cover, and they didn't play like dog shit the entire year, so the entire community wasn't like, why is he still a diamond? He should be a gold. They're going to celebrate this one. Like, this is like...
They nailed it.
Yeah, they got Jackie
Robinson,
one right.
You did it.
Well, and Fernando.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that guy.
They will probably have an entire week dedicated to them getting it right. Suarez is, unfortunately, no. Unless something happens and I just change my mind and...
Yeah, if somebody has like a catastrophic injury, you have to replace him.
If Frank can't hit, which so far he has. He goes into a slump. We'll replace him with Suarez, I guess. And then Suarez will have a slump, and it'll make me appreciate Frank that much more. All right, moving on to the eighth card. It's going to be Lourdes Gurriel Jr. He's a left fielder, bats right, throws right. He had an MLB best 30 RBIs, and he hit 542 with runners in scoring position, which is pretty fucking good.
RBIs, who gives a shit, but runners in scoring position, that's not bad.
Yeah, RBIs are arbitrary, so it's whatever. But he did get a 98 overall. Against righties, he has 97 contact, 118 power. Against lefties, it's 125 contact, 86 power. Vision is 83. Fielding is 79. Arm is 80. Speed is 49. And he has secondaries of second, third, shortstop, and right field.
No. Yeah. Really?
These are all real things. I didn't make any of that up. That's all real.
He can play all his positions in real life?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not well, but he can play them. I mean, these cards are just not cutting it, man.
They're not fun. They're not even, like, bad in a fun way.
I understand that, you know, not every card is going to be for you. But when every card isn't for me, holy shit, something went wrong.
I'll tell you this. I'm a consumer. I bought this game, and you owe it to me to give me at least one goddamn card that isn't a piece of shit.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Oh, you're going to sue him now? Shit.
No, I'm not going to sue them. Oh, man, I wish I could, but I can't.
Just do it anyway. Who cares? I ain't going to stop you.
I wish I could sue them over that fucking final roster update when they made Chris Bryant silver and kept Yachty a gold.
Do it, say, why are you suing them? Because they made me mad.
Here's the thing.
They got my broccoli all cooked up real nice and bad, and I don't like that, so I'm going to take them to court, make them pay. Like, tastes bad. It looks like a dirty bush.
Here's the thing. If you were actually playing the game, if you were a casual player, would any of these cards make you want to keep playing? Knowing full well, like Jonathan right now is playing Metroid. People are leaving to go play NBA 2K. They're going to play Madden. They're going to play FIFA. They're going to go play NHL. Like,
I watch Malignant.
No one's playing FIFA. Let's be honest. FIFA.
Actually, you'd be surprised. A lot of people are playing FIFA.
Maybe 74,000 people are playing FIFA. Right?
God damn it. All right, give me
Ukraine.
Give me 3 months and I'll do it.
Southie neighborhood of Boston is all playing FIFA. You fucking suck. That's what they say.
But I mean, these cards, they're not going to make people want to stay and play.
They're not even like famous people. They're not even like people you've heard of. I guess Ian Happ is probably the most famous guy. Eugenio Suarez, maybe. But like, who the fuck are any of the other guys? Like, I don't want to get to October and you start giving me players that, like, who gives a shit about this guy? It's like a bad card that you don't know.
Who the fuck cares about Lucas Sims? There are people who are Reds fans that don't give a fuck about Lucas Sims. And yet, here he is in the Player of the Month program. You want to tell me that these are the 8 best cards that you could come up with in your meeting?
The 8 best players in all of baseball, and 2 of them are Cubs, and 2 of them are Reds.
Yes.
So half of them come from the worst division in baseball.
Yeah, and then Austin Hayes is an Oriole, the worst team
in baseball. The worst team in baseball for several years.
There are 3 players who were on a team that made the playoffs. Actually, no, I take that back. There are 2 players. Gurriel came real close. Apparently, the only reason you're going to play the Player of the Month program is for this card. Tyler O'Neill, the great Cardinal.
Of course.
Of course. It was going to be a Cardinal all along.
Super Jack, though.
Is he one of those guys with no neck?
Oh, no. He has a neck.
Okay.
It looks like his fucking thigh. It is Tyler O'Neill. He's a left fielder, bats right, throws right. He led Major League Baseball with 13 home runs, 30 RBIs. Who cares? And 31 runs.
In a month?
In a month.
Jesus Christ.
You also have to remember, the Cardinals, once again, I don't know how many souls they have left to sell to Satan, but they apparently do. They had that 17-game winning streak, and he was a big reason why. Yeah. It was going to be him or Goldschmidt. They were going to be the player of the month. It is whatever. He got a 99 overall. Against righties, he has 106 contact, 115 power. Against lefties, he has a maxed out 125 contact, 125 power. Vision is 76. Fielding is 94. Arm is 82. And his speed is 99. And he does have secondaries up center and right field.
Pretty good.
Yeah, they went all in on this card. They're like, it's a Cardinal? Yeah. Yeah, he's got 99 speed. Yeah, he's got 94 fielding. His arm, you know what? We'll be honest here. It's only an 82. But he's in left field, though, so it works. Everyone that isn't me is a big fan of this card because apparently they're a huge fan of his swing. The power numbers are ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not.
So, yeah.
Tyler O'Neill. A good card. You're not going to play it out of principle.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a bitter Cubs fan. Tyler O'Neill, whatever. Cool, man. Good for you. I'm happy you got a Player of the Month card. I'm also happy you got your Live Series card to Diamond because I invested heavily in it and I got paid.
How much did you get off of it?
Almost $100,000. I invested in him and Goldschmidt because I was like, oh, 2 Cardinal players are going off before the final update? Yeah, they're going to go Diamond. Of course they will. And I got a bunch of stuffs off of it.
Did Goldschmidt go Diamond too?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Yeah, so that's
it. So Yachty's going to go triple Diamond next week?
Maybe. But
is that your investment advice, Jonathan? Should that people...
No, it's not a maybe. He's going. My source told me this.
Oh, your source.
So invest heavily in Yachty.
Thank God. I'm glad your source is back. We were missing those little insights.
He was in prison.
For fraud or what?
Insider trading.
For stealing Jonathan's $10,000.
Of course it was insider trading. Why didn't I think of that?
Because you're an idiot. That's why.
Well, yeah, that's why I have a fucking podcast dedicated to
him. Taking your chain.
You got me. Actually, speaking of Yachty, this month's Daily Moments along the path to unfortunate Jim Thome. Yadier Molina is one of the evolution cards.
Finally. Yadier Molina, my favorite Pokemon.
They finally said, hey guys, you deserve Yadier Molina.
What Pokemon do you think he is?
Oh, he's just Spitmonlee.
Wait, isn't there a Pokemon that does spit?
Abra probably.
Wait, he would be.
Oh, maybe. There's probably a new Pokemon. I don't know any of the new Pokemon.
He is probably Wow, probably a Lapras.
Oh yeah, Lapras is a bitch.
If he was a Pokemon, he's a Lap. Anyway, so you do the moments, do the evolution program. You will get the award series Yadier Molina for one of his 18,000 gold gloves. This one happens to be in 2012. It's a 9.8 overall. A little disrespectful.
You would it's just one of the gold gloves. I mean, there probably was a better one to pick from, but they're like, well, we've been in St. Louis so much.
Again, the dartboard failed them. Against righties, he has 101 contact, 73 power. Against lefties, it's 115 contact, 85 power. Vision is 102. Fielding is 97. Arm is 96. Speed is 35. And of course, he has no secondaries.
35.
Yeah, I don't think he's that fast, but hey man, whatever it takes.
There's no way.
Whatever it takes to make you feel better about this dumb card. Have at it, man.
Where he doesn't have any secondaries? There's not like a secondary to be like team leader or spiritual mentor?
Again, like intangibles, they aren't real, so.
Intangibles, oh, okay. Jinx.
That's the Yadier card you guys have been waiting for.
Are you happy with that Yadier card, Jonathan?
No, I'm not happy with it. I think it'd be better.
You think you'd be faster?
I think if anything, his speed, disrespect. Fastest guy in baseball.
What about his power, fact that his...
disrespectful. His intangibles, not respected enough.
What about the fact that his fielding is only 97 and his arm is only 96?
He's not going to be able to throw me out at second base with a 96, I'll tell you that right now. Yeah. I'm fast.
I've punched so many holes in these walls since you told me his defensive stats. I'm so fucking mad.
I mean, you would think that he would get a 99-99 on those.
You would think.
You would
since
think.
He's the greatest catcher of all time.
I would love to sit in these meetings when they reveal these numbers and they'd like debate if they should just go ahead and bump it up. You know what? Let's just go ahead and make it a 99.
There's probably a guy in those meetings that burps a lot, right?
Of course. Of course. So yeah, that's going to do it for the Player of the Month program, Gus. It's, I'll be honest, it's a disappointment. For me personally, huge disappointment. Well, like,
you're going to have that sometimes.
They all can't be Boss Baby. They all can't be Big Sandwich. In this case, they don't even come close. Doval will probably make the squad. Yeah, that will do it for the Player of the Month program. Quick programming note for everyone out there. The frequency of the podcast is going to slow down because, one, we're reaching the end of the game cycle, and two, there are certain programs I just don't want to talk about. Like, Run It Back program, it's fun, but I don't want to dedicate an entire podcast to going, this card came out too late. I don't want to use it. At best, he's a bench bet. That's not something that you guys would enjoy hearing, and that's not something I want to waste our time doing. So we're going to slow down probably once every 2 weeks. Most likely, we're just going to cover the remaining inning programs, Team Affinity 5, and then if there's a good program that comes out with good cards in it, we'll have a special get-together for that one. But don't expect to hear the payoff pitch every week until Season 2. And even then, it probably won't be every week. I don't know. Just wanted to let you guys know that it will not be as frequent, so I don't have to keep tweeting it out. And you guys just like, where the fuck's your podcast at? That will do it, guys. Next week is the eighth inning. Probably not going to record for it anytime soon. Going to go ahead and let that one marinate just a little bit, unlike seventh inning when we got it the day of. I don't feel like recording when it comes out. Do you?
I don't know. When's it come out? I don't know.
Comes out Friday.
Oh, I think I might be off on Friday, but we might go apple picking. So,
all right, guys. If you like what you heard, make sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. We're located literally anywhere you can listen to a podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Deezer, Pocket Cast, Ghana, iHeartRadio. If they are a podcasting service, we are on it. And while you're there, please make sure to leave us a 5-star review and let us know what you liked in the comments or what you didn't like. One of these days, we'll have enough comments that we will make Jonathan finally learn how to read, and it's going to be the mean or nice things you say about us. We'll be surprised together. It'll be a lot of fun. You can follow us on Twitter at This Is The Payoff, or you can follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/getgoodnick. That's GITGUDNICK. Get Good Nick. That will do it for this week's episode. We will join you for episode 24. Jonathan's going to host it, actually. So that should be a real treat when we discuss the eighth inning and the eighth inning bosses. So it'll be a lot of fun. We look forward to seeing you guys then. Make sure you call your mom. And good luck grinding out there. Don't go crazy playing online. Just stick to the offline stuff. It's way more entertaining. And this was The Payoff Pitch. I bet Steve Cohen would actually sponsor The Payoff Pitch. 100% he would do it. If we told him is a huge Mets podcast, like we're huge Met fans, Steve. Like
we've all got the Mr. Met tattooed on our butts.
He just wants to, I guess, get an update on my feelings, my thoughts, if the team is cursed. Yeah, they're still cursed. Absolutely, they're still cursed.
Anyway, why Jonathan, what,
because they haven't won a championship in 30 years.
Lots of people haven't won championships.
Well, neither have I.
Well, no, I mean, you did in the game, though, right? Didn't you, Jonathan? Didn't you win a World Series?
No, we've won a championship in the last 30 years.
Yeah, you won the softball thing, didn't
We're
you?
We're state champions, remember?
Yeah, like, I could forget my crowning achievement of life.
You know the exact moment you peaked. It was the day you won a state softball championship. Of course.